Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Be part of the show. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
DK and Tierney on the Fan, 102 on this Monday. Carton and Roberts coming up in an hour here on the Fan. 877-337-6666. Twitter at Tiki and Tierney. Yeah, these tweets. Oh, Randall was so good. Scored 24 points. Clippers aren't good.
He was good, though.
I had seven turnovers. That's horrendous.
I know, but...
Seven.
The game never felt like it was out of hand.
Seven turnovers, dude.
But it never felt like it was out of hand.
Oh, I understand that. I'm happy with the win. I mean, I don't want to be a malcontent here. But, I mean, they allowed the easiest part of their schedule, at least for a month or so, to evaporate without cashing in.
Yeah, they got a rough little stretch here
on
the road.
Even with Markkanen going down, they're playing at the Cavs tonight. At Miami shortly thereafter. We've got the West Coast trip coming up early February. I think the Knicks will be closer to the lottery than the playoffs.
Yeah, we said that last week.
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like it's going to be a roller coaster for a lot of the season, up and down, and it depends really on how RJ Barrett and Julius Randle play together.
Mm.
Like if they are distributing the rock, like last night they were. The extra pass seemed like it always got made,
yeah.
which was yesterday afternoon, I should say. It was a day game. It felt like the extra pass always got made. When they do that, they're okay, and you feel like they can win. But when they start getting selfish and trying to bully ball, and then the double comes on Randall, and he doesn't know what to do with it, and he's 2 for 20, that's when you worry about this Knicks team, but that's not for right now.
I heard Breen say a stat yesterday, that... What was it, 13 games before? It was 13 games since Randall last led the team in scoring. 13 games?
Yeah, but that's because of the rise of R.J. Barrett, though.
Well, I mean you can attach as many circumstances as you want to if the guy was second team All NBA.
But I actually think that's a good...
It's a month and a half.
But I think that's actually a good thing for the Knicks.
I do, because it means
that R.J. Barrett is asserting himself.
No, it's only a good thing if they were winning games, and they lost a lot of those games, so quite literally it was a bad thing.
Yeah, I know, but...
I know what you're saying about Barrett and his progression.
Yeah, like I'd rather see the progression with R.J. Barrett than see, you know, the iron pyrite that we have with Julius Randle from last season. You know what I mean?
I think I'd rather see second team All NBA Julius Randle and the other guys do.
Yeah, but that's
whatever
not real.
They do.
But that's not real.
Well, we know that now. I hear you, Teak. Let's go to Manhattan. Howie is on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. Howie, how you doing?
How you doing, guys? Good afternoon to both of you. I have 2 points, please, if you allow me.
Go ahead.
The first one is for Tiki's. For Tiki, I've been a Giant fan since 68. I've seen every running back from 68 on.
Nice.
The Bobby Duhon, the Tucker Fredericksons, all of them. Joe Morris.
Butch Wolfolk.
Yeah, Duhon. I don't know that one.
Oh, look it up.
I got to go look him up, man. For
Bobby Duhon, Tucker Fredericksons, Joe Morris, all of them.
Yeah.
Ahmad. In my eyes, to my heart, you were the best that I saw as a running back in my fandom of a Giant being a fandom. To thank you for making my Sundays enjoyable.
I appreciate you. Appreciate
it. Okay. Point number two.
Duhon only played 4 years, by the way. Four seasons. Number 28.
Mm. Look at Tucker Fredrickson. He was the number one pick, and he was a bust. A bust. Trust me. Anyway, point number two, guys.
Go ahead.
You already hit on Frazier. I don't want him walking into the stadium for anything. Not only him, also the guy from Tampa Bay, the defensive coordinator.
Todd Bowles. Yeah.
Well, if he left any clothes there in a Jet locker room, he can't come in either. Because there's no way that you can leave Cooper Kupp in 43 seconds. You can't leave him open.
Yeah, you can't.
You got to introduce him. He probably doesn't even know who he is.
Yeah.
You cannot. It's impossible. Double team him. Double team Beckham. The worst that happens, you go to overtime.
I agree.
I really don't.
We spent a lot talking about the Bills and the Chiefs this morning. We didn't really get on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. First of all, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers kind of had no business being in that football game. They were getting the doors blown off of them.
And they were very sloppy with penalties.
Sloppy no penalties. Self-control. I mean, Tom Brady even had one.
Yeah. First one ever he got in his career. First one ever.
I know. I mean, it was justified.
Well, what could he have possibly said to get a penalty?
I have no idea.
I'm surprised.
I agree.
You know what?
I'm very surprised
as
well.
Tom Brady earlier last week or middle last week said, you know, I really do get away with a little bit more than my peers as the quarterback. And the ref saw that. He said, okay.
All right. I got you.
Duly noted.
Don't say boo to me, because if you do, you get the flag. And he got flagged. But whatever. That was nonsense. But anyways, they had no business being in the game. It was 27-6.
Such an ugly
game.
I turned it off for most of it.
Like, it was just not turned off, but I just stopped paying attention to it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the Rams just started giving the ball away.
The Akers fumbled at the two.
Turnovers. Cam Akers fumbled. They got themselves back in this game, but it came down to what it always seems to come down to, which is a defensive stop in the NFL. Like, we talked about this with the Chiefs and the Bills. Nobody can make defensive stops when it matters. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers called an all-out blitz and was cover zero, meaning there's no safety. There's no safety net. And Bruce Arians has said today, well, not enough. Everybody didn't blitz. And if you go back and watch it, you're like, everybody who was available to blitz, blitzed.
Mm.
And so I don't know what he was talking about.
He's trying to make
about.
An excuse for Todd Bowles, get Todd off the hook?
I think maybe he is, because
he's taking a bullet for his guy. I mean, he can respect
that. He's taking
that.
A bullet. Unless they were blatantly going to leave somebody open, then I think everybody who blitzed, blitzed.
Mm.
The problem was Antoine Winfield Jr., when he sees Cooper Kupp coming at him with his head down, thinks he's going to run a dig route or an in route or a crossing route or settle down or something, and he's standing flat-footed. And Matt Stafford and Sean McVay knew that this is what Todd Bowles does. He brings all-out blitzes in critical situations, and they were ready for it, and we know it happened.
Except in the Super Bowl last year, he didn't.
He
only blitzed 11% of the time, which was completely opposite of what we expected.
Yeah, but I think it's different.
I'm just saying, just to throw that in there.
We now know how to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. If you're going to beat them, it's not by blitzing.
That's true.
Because they're going to destroy you.
That's true.
So, all right. But Matt Stafford, who hasn't been on the stage very much in his career, blitz him. See if he makes a mistake. But Matt Stafford got him.
877-337-6666. Let's go to Mohegan. Ed is on the Fan Tiki and Tierney. Ed, what's up, bud?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's happening, Ed?
I got to say, first time ever calling your show. So I'm called because I'm very impressed with your interview. I listened to the Kevin James interview, and I hate interviews, especially sports interviews, because they're so boring.
Yeah, I hear you.
You asked him. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you do. I've never really listened, but I got to say, you asked them, like, do you feel compelled to be funny when you come on the radio? And I said that was a great question, because most of the interviews I watch with comics, like, the best interviews are when they're themselves. They don't do their act.
Yeah.
Like, when you watch Rodney, for instance, on the old Tonight Show, he would do his act, then he'd sit down with Johnny and do his act more, right? But like, when you listen to Rodney, for instance, when he goes on Howard, and with Kevin James with you, he just talks to you.
Yeah.
He's just being Rodney. And that, to me, is the most interesting interview.
Yeah,
try to humanize him.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because if you want to see his act, watch his act. I don't want to hear him be funny. I mean, he's funny by accident.
What if we, what if we get on the Dice Man? Can he do a little Hickory Dickory Dock for Hickory Dickory Dock?
If you begin to do that, I give you a lot of credit. He hates doing that stuff now.
Does he really?
Well, what else is he doing? He better like it. He better like it. What else is he doing, Ed?
He thought he had his show on two seasons on Showtime.
I saw that. I saw every episode.
Yep.
great, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I liked it. I thought it was pretty good.
I don't know why they took it off.
Sorry, I'm stepping all over you. Go ahead, Ed. My bad. Keep going, bud.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
No, I want to give you a chance to speak. I'm yapping too much. Go ahead.
God, what is this, the polite show?
It's like that's exactly, it plays to my point that you humanize these people and you make them interesting, you know, and I forgot it was coming out this week. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I'm
and
looking
Robert
forward to it. It's actually pretty good. We had a preview ahead because Netflix wanted us to be part of, I guess he's doing a press tour.
Yeah, I don't think we're the only interview that he's doing.
Yeah, I think it started right after we got off, or maybe we were the first one, who knows, but they do these press tours, and so they give the people that are interview access.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually kind of forgot that we had it, right, because Netflix called to get our Netflix accounts, right, and Pete helped set this up. Hoff set this up, and
from,
so we're watching, I forgot
from
which,
Disney he set it up.
No, we were watching Harry Potter last night.
At what time? The football game was on. What time are you watching Harry Potter?
This was after that. We were up late last
night. What
time
did the kids go to sleep?
So Tracy was watching Harry Potter last night.
Okay.
And so when I got in bed, Harry Potter was going off, right? And so I clicked on I always just click on Netflix.
Yeah.
Because I want the movie to end and then just stop, and then there's nothing else playing. Because if you leave it on the TV, it plays all night.
Yeah, it does.
And so I was like, let me find a movie to put on, and as soon as it's over, you know, I'll stop hearing it at 1 in the morning or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so it says, you have a movie, a screening available or whatever. And I was like, oh, wait, I forgot about this. What was the code?
Yeah.
I had to go find the code and type in the code, and I started watching it. And so I wanted to watch it to go to sleep. But I actually stayed up to watch it because it was actually pretty interesting.
Yeah, you were saying it was pretty good. I got to watch it. I mean, obviously, we're footballed out, as you were, too.
Yeah.
But I got to catch up on Billions. Billions is back. Ozark. I mean, I never got into Ozark. I told you years ago.
I know you did.
Said, and I told you about Billions. Tracy got into it. You didn't get into it.
But BT, she's,
what?
She got like half a season in before she's like, hey, you want to watch Billions?
Yeah.
I'm like, you watched half
so
the season.
So watch five episodes without her? You caught up.
That's just
hard. So hard about that.
I got so many other things I got to watch,
Tiki,
man.
Can I just say something? I watched the entire series of Ozark and then begged my wife to rewatch it with me. So I watched Ozark twice already. Hmm. That's something.
You watched it twice?
Oh, my God. Hell yeah.
No, I love it. I love it. The only thing that I've really watched twice, I recently rewatched The Sopranos. I told you that.
Yeah.
God, it's even better. And you know what? In a weird way, I'm actually a lot more okay with the ending now than I was. Because, and we all remember this, when it just went black with the Journey song in the diner, and I was
because you were emotionally invested in real time, right?
Well, yes and no. First of all, I'm just older. I've got a family. So watching it again versus when I watched it in real time, I watched the sessions with Dr. Melfi. Like back then, I'm like, oh, come on. I just want to see violence. I want to see drugs. I want to see the bada bing. I want to see the strippers. I want to see Tony. I don't want to see Tony with a shrink.
Yeah.
But now, here I am 15 years later, you know, two children, a wife, married for 10 years, you know, late 40s, just a different perspective. Watching The Sopranos now, I did not want to see Tony take a bullet to the head.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's what Chase said.
Yeah.
He said, I don't think that, he said that with it like a month ago. He said, I don't think people really wanted to see Tony Soprano get killed. Yes, he said, when we went to black, that was our way of killing Soprano.
That's what happened.
In the diner.
That's what happened. But
that's what happened. But
you didn't want to see it.
Yeah,
I got you.
And the
sense.
First time, I didn't really think of that because I didn't really care. Like, it just much more emotionally invested in Tony this time.
By the way, if you haven't seen The Sopranos, BT just spoiled the whole series for you.
Yeah, next week we'll give you a buzzkill on Oz. Maybe you can get around to that or The Wire. 877-337-6666.
You know, in Back to the Future, they actually go back in time. Then they go forward in time. Then he's on a train.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Let's get, you know what? How about Jeff, who's out in Milford, Connecticut? Jeff is on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. Jeff.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Great show.
Jeff, appreciate you, Jeff.
Bud.
Yeah. Hey, I called last week. I was the dummy that made that point about Arch Manning, by the way, but we won't go there.
Yes.
Let's wait until 2026.
I remember that call.
But, you know, Tiki, I
it could work out that way, by the way, Jeff. Oh, I mean, actually, it could. Yeah, I'm just serious.
I know, but we'll leave that alone for now, though.
Yes.
Tiki, I meant to tell you, I saw your kid at Fairfield Prep last month in the playoffs.
Nice. Oh, my older son. My younger son, Chasen.
Yeah, and I meant to tell you, he looked great out there, you know, and I forgot to mention that on the call last week.
Yeah.
My nephew was playing for Prep.
Gotcha. You heard his name, and you were like, that can't be Tiki's kid because he's
6'5". No, I knew it. I knew it, man.
He's a giant. He's 6'5", man.
I'm a fireman in that town in Fairfield, and we have guys that work the main gate at Prep.
Gotcha.
Fairfield U, and I knew you were there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm sorry I didn't run into you.
That's
anyway,
all good.
You look great out there. But, hey, you made a point a few moments back about, you know, the risk in hiring yet another coach in Dable without head coaching experience.
Yep.
That I'm really concerned about it. I mean, I personally think the only candidates that should be considered right now, you know, we're three coaches into a pretty good dumpster fire.
Yeah.
And I think it has to be somebody with experience, head coaching experience at this point, man. Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, here's the challenge to that. Because there are certain guys, think of the McVays of the world who'd never had any head coaching experience prior to getting the job with the Rams. He's done phenomenal. Matt LaFleur in Green Bay, he had no prior head coaching experience, and it was kind of like, who's this guy? Remember he clashed with Aaron Rodgers early on?
Yes.
Look how he has been to two NFC championship games in second round of the postseason this year.
Matter of fact, he's got the most wins, 13, 13, and 13, in a 3-year window in the NFL history.
That's right.
To not make a Super Bowl.
Kyle Shanahan's the same way. He didn't have any head coaching experience. Obviously, his father was, you know, the big influence on him. And so he kind of knew he had a plan. So there's guys that have not had head coaching experience that have actually done really well, but they've been in the system for a while and they've been able to craft their path. I think the Giants' issue is one was the retread part with Pat Shurmur, as BT just mentioned a segment ago. Two was the desperation hire of Ben McAdoo. Like, what are we gonna for whatever reason, there's like a surprise that they fired Tom Coughlin, and they're like, "What are we gonna do?" And then they hire Ben McAdoo, which made no sense. And then they go with Joe Judge, who, because they're on the hook for salaries from previous head coaches, you kind of just want to go the cheap route. Maybe we'll get some guy who's up and coming that nobody's heard about.
Yeah, let's shake the Belichick tree once more. Maybe something will actually
tree and see what
come
happens.
Out productive for once.
I hear you, and because I also have this reservation slightly with Daboll because he hasn't been a head coach, but I feel like he's been on the path towards being a head coach for at least three seasons, right? Because he got Josh Allen almost all pro level 2 years ago. This past season,
I think he was all pro. He was in the MVP race for most of the season.
No, you're right. You're right. So
he
probably
great.
Was. I don't know if he was all pro though, because of the quarterbacks in the AFC.
Yeah, I mean, there's only a few spots. Maybe he's not, but he was in the MVP race for most
of
the season.
And so after that season, Daboll interviewed for head coaching job. Yeah. There was at least two or three of them that he got interviews on, or at least
Rams. We thought he was going to get the Rams.
That's
job.
Exactly right.
The Chargers job
and Houston.
My
as
bad.
Well.
Chargers.
And so and then he has this year. So I feel like there's been a process with Daboll where he's. Like, he's kind of known that this is the path he's going to be on. Not like, oh, my God, I'm going to be a head coach, right? McVay knew he was going to be a head coach. Shanahan knew that he was going to be a head coach. LaFleur knew he was going to be a head coach. And you look at the success that they've had. Daboll's known for a minute he's going to be a head coach at some point. I think he's more prepared than some of these guys who were just kind of off the street, random, crazy, you know, out of nowhere potential head coaches.
Well, think about how many of these retreads don't work out.
Yeah.
I mean, Adam Gase
won.
All right, the guy. Now, nobody really lauded the hiring, but, you know, at least he's experienced and, you know, he coached
up
Tannehill a little bit and blah, blah, blah.
He got rehired too soon. You say this. You say this all the time. For guys that have tough exits from wherever they're from, you kind of got to chill for a minute.
Yeah, and tough more so, not just the wins and the losses, but how they're perceived as people, interpersonal skills.
That's right.
You know, I mentioned the Rick Carlisle story all the time. When he got fired from the Pistons before he went to Dallas, he went to ESPN for a little bit and he kind of repackaged himself.
Yeah.
I really do like Daboll, and I really do love the familiarity with with the GM. Mm-hmm. I think Trubisky's a low monetary risk with potentially decent, you know, not overstating it, but a decent reward.
$2.5 million he made last year. So it's not going to kill you on the cap.
Yep. You could actually compete with Daniel Jones, or, you know, if Daniel Jones wins the job, and let's face it, gets hurt like Daniel Jones does every year, you know, you got somebody who's not a scrub coming out of the bullpen. Mm-hmm. Mike Lennon's horrendous.
Yeah.
Jake Fromm was worse. It was bad. They were ill-prepared, and they've been ill-prepared for a long time.
Yeah, and Mitch Trubisky's got a lot of experience as a starting quarterback. It hasn't all been great.
He's won more games than he's lost. Yeah. He's a big athlete with a big body. And, you know, he's like he's a Josh Allen light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look who coached him in Chicago.
Yeah.
He's gone, too.
That's right.
I mean, it's not like he had this great coaching staff in Chicago, nor did he have really any talent in Chicago around them.
BT, his head coach told the world he failed him as a quarterback developer.
Yeah,
he's like, I failed you as a quarterback developer. My bad, Mitch.
Yeah.
Who the hell says
that? He didn't know
that?
What else to say at that point. He was reaching. Yeah, the GM failed him. Everybody failed. That was messy. I just think that the Giants, I feel like they're going to really do the right thing. I just like the hire of Shane. And we'll see. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan up until 2. Then it's Carton and Roberts coming up next. All right, again, Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. Carton and Roberts coming up at 2. We'll get back to the phone, see what you guys are thinking. Elizabeth, we go. Ed is on the Fan. What's up, Ed?
What's up, Brandon? How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good. Before I talk about the Giant coach situation, a guy I used to coach with as an assistant basketball coach at Montclair State was on The Sopranos a few times. I don't remember the name.
Nice.
Bert Gervais?
Hold on. You cut it. What was the name again?
Bert Gervais. I don't know if you remember the scene where he was playing cards with Lawrence Taylor.
I do remember that. Yes, I do.
Okay. And he was always in velour warm-ups, you know, going around making collections. So I just wanted to bring that up to you. But
Ed, by the way, Ed, was that when – was I think Sinatra Jr. was at that card game too.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember that.
He also had a famous line at funerals. He goes, there's a lady that was always going to the funeral. He would say, there she is, 2 to 4, 7 to 9.
I don't remember that line, but I got you on the other stuff.
Bert Gervais. Yeah. So, Artie, right?
Artie Pasquale. Look
him
up.
Artie Pasquale. I just looked him up.
Sounds authentic.
Nice. I love that.
Nice. What's up, Ed?
But getting back to the Giants, I think a good situation would be the Buffalo combination, because right away you already got continuity.
Yeah. And that's what we've been saying a lot of. And also, you got a guy who's proven to help grow a young quarterback. And no matter what happens with the Giants, with Daniel Jones' situation, there's going to be a young quarterback, whether it's Daniel Jones himself or whoever's next. It's going to be a young quarterback that's going to be in this system. I mean, maybe they go after Russell Wilson. That could be the one that I see the Giants viably trying to go after, or Deshaun Watson, but it's going to be a young quarterback, and you know that he has a track record with doing well by himself.
No doubt, no doubt. Let's go to Seaford Teak, and Warren jumps on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. Warren, how are you?
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
What up?
What's up?
How you doing, bub?
Good, thanks. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
You know, a frustrated Giant fan for a long, long time. Thanks, Teak, for all the memories.
Appreciate you, Warren.
Watching these games on a weekend, I'm saying how frustrating it is for us. It's going to be 5 years at least before we'll be able to watch a playoff game.
No, I don't think so. Stop. I don't think so.
Stop.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Up.
The rebuild's going to take a long, long time, don't you think?
No, I mean, look at Cincinnati, Warren. Cincinnati was in no man's land for a couple of years here, and then they get the right quarterback with the right head coach, which, by the way, I didn't know. I didn't know if Zach Taylor was the right head coach for Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
They get unbelievable talent with Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Mixon, and then just like that, they were viable. Right? I mean, they could be in the Super Bowl after next weekend. So it can happen quickly. You just got to make a lot of right decisions. So I want to be optimistic. I know what you're feeling, but I'm going to tend to be optimistic, at least in the short term.
Well, absolutely. Listen, there's being delusional and there's being optimistic.
Yes.
It's delusional to think that the Jets and the Giants are going to win the Super Bowl next year.
No.
It's not delusional to think that both teams could have a really nice jump forward. Hey, listen, granted, a lot of things need to happen.
Yeah.
But we always talk about the NFC East. I mean, Washington, still no quarterback. Dallas still can't win big games. And obviously, you've got some. The Eagles are good and trending in the right, or better, and trending in the right direction. But nobody's sold on Jalen Hurts. And then you look at the Jets. They've got one of the softest schedules coming up in the entire league. You telling me that if you strike gold with a defensive end, and we know who the two are, the kid from Michigan or the kid from Oregon, right?
Yep.
And you pair him opposite Carl Lawson, and you throw a little free agent money into the mix with a soft schedule, the Jets can't be in the mix to win 9 games?
Draft a
10
corner,
games?
Draft one of these corners, get some secondary help. Of course.
I mean, I'm not betting on this to happen, but first of all, there's as bad as the Jaguars look. Actually, let me ask you this. I'm going to take the Jaguars out of it because they have Trevor Lawrence, and we both think with coaching that he'll be really good.
Yeah.
We'll take the Jets out of it, and we'll take the Giants out of it because they're our teams. Give me another downtrodden team. Lions, where do you want to focus? Lions?
The problem with the Lions is I'm actually really optimistic about them because of how hard they played this year. So if they get
Texans?
Texans are the perfect one because so, I feel like they're going nowhere anytime soon.
So let's say the Texans, and let's say they hit, you know, even if they don't hit home runs in back-to-back drafts, but they have a couple of the doubles, maybe they pop a triple, and they get 8 guys in the next 2 drafts that really play and play a lot from the get-go.
Yeah.
It's not going to take the Texans 5 years to regenerate.
No.
It doesn't take anybody 5 years
not
if you
anymore.
Actually do things well.
Not anymore.
The problem is the Jets and the Giants have been they've been
–
I almost said something moronic. But, I mean, it is what it is. They just haven't been close to being competent.
Top-down, not cohesive.
Ownership.
Yeah.
GMs, coaches, drafting.
Talent, yeah.
Yeah, talent. So, Tick, here's the Jets' opponents, right? And Hoffman, get the Giants, can you, as well? You don't have to print it up. We'll have you read the Giants' opponents on the air. So the Jets are playing who knows when, but obviously all the teams in the division. All right, they're playing the Bears, new head coach, new GM, young quarterback. You play the Lions, they're drafted in the top 3.
Yeah.
You play the Jaguars, they're drafted in the top 3. You play the Bengals are good. You play the Steelers, new quarterback next year. You play the Browns, might have a new quarterback next year. You play the Packers, Rodgers might be gone. You play the Vikings, new quarterback, new GM. New head coach, new GM. Quarterback, I'll take my chances. You play in Denver, they don't have a quarterback. Like, I'm not saying they're going to go 12-5 here, but if they hit on 3 things, you find a tight end, a defensive end, don't tell me the Jets can't be better.
Yeah.
They can.
I mean, they're still going to lose a bunch of those games.
No, they're not. Why? Why are they going to lose?
Because the Cincinnati Bengals are...
We beat them this year!
I understand that, but don't you think that was a fluke?
I mean, I'd have to say any Jet win this year was kind of a fluke.
Cleveland, I think...
Titans game was a fluke, I guess.
If I'm doing wins-losses...
Don't do that.
Just off the top.
Mike and the Mad Dog said 20 years ago. They used to play the game.
Cleveland... No,
which
I'm
is a
not
boring
that,
game to play.
Some of those, like Cleveland, I could see as a win. Chicago... Yeah, I could see that as a win as well because they got a new coach. I don't know what the situation is going to be. I don't know what the regression or advancement of Fields is going to be.
Yep.
But Cincinnati's is tough.
All right. You can't split with the Dolphins. Yeah, I'm not worried about Tua. Yeah. Who's coaching the team? Yeah,
of course. Denver. Right. Denver, who knows?
Already beat the Jaguars this year, playing them again.
Yeah.
All right. So Denver's going to be at home because we were out there last year. No altitude, no, you know, none of that stuff. I mean, at least there's a puncher's chance here. I think there is. Tiki's Mr. Pessimistic today.
I'm not being pessimistic.
See, we were talking about his Giants, and I gave him the 2022 opponents. Oh, I could see
what
this
are,
happening.
What are the Giants' 2022 opponents?
Give me the opponents for the 2022 New York football Giants.
All right, this is a very easy schedule for them.
Okay.
So we got Cowboys.
Loss.
Obviously, but
forget the division games.
Right. You got the Packers.
Loss.
Jaguars.
Loss.
Vikings.
I'm just teasing.
Go ahead.
By the way, it's the same exact opponents of the Jets.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
So we'll soften them up for you, and then you guys will reap the rewards, and you'll beat them after we lose at the buzz, at the gun.
So wait, you have the AFC South and the NFC South, NFC North? That's weird.
Who else we got?
Go ahead. Are you looking at the right one?
Yeah.
He is.
So you got the Vikings, you got the Bears, Lions, Texans, Colts, Titans,
a little different
Ravens.
There. Yeah.
Panthers, Seahawks.
Who's playing quarterbacks for the Colts? Who's playing quarterbacks for Seattle? Maybe Russell's gone. I mean, what I just said
who's
about the Jets.
Who's playing quarterback for the Panthers?
It applies Packers. To the Giants as well.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. There are years where either one or both of these teams are coming off really rough seasons, and it's hard to manufacture any enthusiasm if you're going to keep it real. But based on what we saw from Zach, little growth. Based on what we saw from Saleh and LaFleur.
I thought we were talking about the Giants.
Well, I'm getting back to him. just weaving it out. First, I weave back to my Jets. Elijah Moore is going to be back. Carter's going to know what it's all about. Hopefully, Becton loses 40 pounds and learns how to be a pro. Tucker's very good. Carl Lawson's coming back. Draft equity, money, get a tight end. Schedule, Giants, a coach who knows what he's doing.
Yep.
Hopefully some health because they really were smashed with the injuries.
Crushed. Got two top 10 draft picks.
Yeah. And not to mention, what was it, week two? They should have beaten Washington. There were other games they should have won that they didn't win early in the year when they were still the semblance of a season. So I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm bullish on the Jets and the Giants playoff prospects, but, I mean, they should be competitive with a modicum of a clue.
Mm-hmm. I hope.
I hope. It'll be a buzzkill just at the end. I just punctuated with a nice finish, you know, energetic. I rounded it off the nice way. I finished strong.
I got to know who my coach is.
And this guy's got to insert, I hope.
I got to know who my coach is. I'm just looking at the schedule last year.
All right.
Denver was bad. Boring.
Week one got smoked. Well, you didn't play well. Who else?
You were right about Washington. We lost by a point.
And by the way, how did you lose? A bad call.
Yeah.
Offsides.
Yeah.
On the first field goal.
Which wasn't offsides.
Yes.
Exactly right. It could have been, you know, 1-1.
He just timed it perfectly. What else?
3-point loss to the Falcons. They beat the Saints.
Didn't somebody drop a pick in the end zone in that Falcons game? Absolutely.
Yeah.
That game was at MetLife, right?
Yes, it was.
Somebody, I forget who it was, somebody dropped a pick in the end zone in that game. Those are back-to-back games. The Giants really – well, was the Falcons week three? Yes.
Yes.
They should have been 2-1.
Yeah.
They should have been.
No, you're right.
Who else?
You're right. And they got blown out by Dallas and L.A., the Rams.
Those were ugly.
Bad loss.
Yeah, but against the Giants those
bad
weeks.
Bad loss. No, they beat the Panthers. Then they
I'm saying it was an ugly game though.
Oh yeah,
it was very ugly.
But then they beat they almost beat the Chiefs. Remember 17-20-17?
I do.
And then they go on the bye week, and it's gross.
And then everybody was hurt, and it was over. But so are you going to still say I hope, or are you going to say a little more confidence here?
I'm just saying I hope we have the right coach. That's what I'll be
happy.
Who do
you want? I want Daboll.
I already told you I want Daboll.
Just getting it back out.
I want offense. I need an identity. I need an offensive identity. Man. But you have an offensive identity at least.
Every week I watch, it was a struggle to score 17 points. But, and we might have an identity.
But that's not true.
We didn't have points, though.
At the end of the season, the Jets were actually...
Go to the Jets schedule, pull it up. Every week. I mean, the Jaguars game was low scoring in Atlanta against Atlanta in London. He was short hopping screen passes. I mean, the Jets weren't scoring at all.
You scored 24 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in week 17.
I know.
You scored 26 and you beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. You scored 24 when you lost to the Miami Dolphins. I mean, yeah, there were some bad losses, the 30-9 to the Saints, but you scored some points at the end of the season.
Dude, we finished, I think, dead last in the NFL along with the Giants in offense. What do you mean? Jets offense was horrendous. 20
points, 28th.
Okay.
Giants were worse.
I aspire for more.
I
don't know if you aspire. I mean, as a Jet fan, I aspire for more. If you're content being, you know, where you are, when,
I'm,
you know.
I'm content with finding a head coach. Let me find a head coach.
Let's start there.
Then I'll get optimistic.
Look at me. I'm pushing it all the way to third base. Let's get in the on-deck circle first. No, jeez. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney up until 2 on the Fan. Then it's Gardner Roberts. More calls in a moment. All right. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. Teak, let's make a little muddy here. Time for our daily pick brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda, and by Wind Creek Bethlehem is go time.
I'm going to go to the ice in the garden. The Rangers taking on the L.A. Kings. Both these goalies are pretty good. Jonathan Quick and Shesterkin is back in goal, 2.07 goals against average. But these last four games or so for the Rangers, 10 goals, 9 goals.
In terms of what they've given up.
Total.
Gotcha.
Six the other night.
Against Carolina.
Against Carolina. Friday. So I'm going to go with the over here. 5.5 goals. Give me the over on the ice.
I like it. There you go. All right. Good. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney until 2, about, I don't know, 12, 13 more minutes. Gardner Roberts getting ready to tee up the whole day. But before we get back to some calls here, so Tiki took a page from Mike and the Mad Dog, and he went through every game.
I'm just giving you an optimistic
outlook. I am the optimist. You're the pessimistic
person here. An optimistic outlook for your Jets next year based on their opponents home and away.
Okay.
11-6.
Sold. Done. In. Got it. I'll take it. Sign me up now. I'm in. Let's get, despite Joe saying we're miles away on the Jets, Joe is in Clark, New Jersey on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. Joe.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Joe.
What's happening, Joe?
You guys last week, you know, and people always tell me I make Beningo look like Positive Pete because I'm very nice. He's one of my buddies. He always tells me, Joe always tells me, hope for the best, expect the worst.
Oh, come on now. You can't be that way.
Tiki, watch that game last night as a Jets fan. I'm a diehard. I'm crazy. I mean, I was more depressed after watching that game than I've ever been because I see Josh Allen, a guy that we could have had that year. We take Darnold.
Yep.
And then even in VT, I watch and Tiki, over the weekend, I watch guys like Boza dominate a game.
Dominate. It's like, how come we can't get one of these dominant players? Right? Why do we got to pass over Micah Parsons?
At the most important positions, too.
Right. Like, what are we doing? How can we not see this? Hey, Joe, get this stat. My buddy just sent me this, Ron Berkowitz. He just sent me this, and I can't believe it, and he's right. He said, here's something for on air. It's depressing. Josh Allen threw for more yardage in the final 2.5 minutes than the Giants quarterbacks did in their final 2.5 games.
Oh, my God.
What the heck?
Yes, Joe.
The Tiki, Boza was picked second that year, right?
Yes.
We take Quinn and Williams. I always tell people, we stink, but we never stink enough. You know, we missed out last year on Trevor Lawrence by one pick this year, we're going to miss out on Thibodeau and Hutchinson because we had to win that Jacksonville game.
Well, Hold on a sec, Joe. Tap the brakes for a sec. You don't know. You really, there's a lot of people out, thanks for the call, buddy, that believe the Jaguars are going offensive lineman number one. And if that happens,
that's a good point.
There's a really good chance one of those two defensive ends slides down to either the Jets or the Giants.
They don't necessarily need the edge rusher because Josh Allen is
there. They
got
Josh Allen from a couple years ago.
Someone else. I can't remember who else. But, yeah, their emphasis is on offensive line.
It's got
Trevor Lawrence was harassed. He wouldn't lead the league in sacks, but he got harassed a lot last year.
He did.
I think they go Evan Neal. I think you're right.
I'll probably go Evan Neal. If they go O-line, they're going Evan Neal. And, you know, as much as Trevor Lawrence, you know, this can't miss prospect, I mean, he didn't look that good this year.
No, he didn't look good at all.
Doesn't mean he's not going to be the star that we thought he might be, but it didn't happen right away. So I know when we won that meaningless game a year ago, which, you know, bumped us from 1-2, you know, it changed everything in the month. But listen, I know that this sounds crazy. It's probably going to come back to bite me. Right now, I'm going to roll with Zach over Trevor Lawrence. I'm okay with that. I got no problem saying that. I am okay with that for now. Until that changes, and then, of course, reality sets. And Doug is on Long Island. Doug is on the Fan. What up, Doug?
Hey, guys. I'm an overnight regular, but with Hoff was on, so, you know, Hoff reeled me in. I love the show. You guys love it. I get up a little earlier so I can catch some of it.
Appreciate you, Dougie.
No problem. Listen, I'm about as optimistic a Jet fan as you're going to find, and for years I was atrocious with them. Part of the thing with the Jets, they had 20 points after 3 games. Their offensive numbers were a little skewed.
Yep.
They played, you know, 3 tough defenses. And they're in, like, the 24th to 26th area, everywhere but points. And one thing with the Jets, their field goal kicking was atrocious. Mm-hmm. And that can help a lot. But going forward, these offensive linemen are going to be the guys that are going in this draft. Neal's going number one. And when the Jets pick, I'm hoping Lawson comes back. You guys tell me, is it easy to find that edge rusher, that offensive tackle in the free agency or the draft? So they got to go with the kid. If the kid from North Carolina State's there, they got to get him. And you saw this weekend. You're not going nowhere without.
Yeah, you're talking about. You're talking about
this quarterback.
Yeah, you're talking about Ike Ekwonu, right? The kid from North Carolina State. Yeah, that kid. Right. I saw him play in person. He is a mauler. Maybe that could be an idea for the Jets. And the only reason I say that, because you have your, hopefully, your left tackle. But we've seen what Tristan Wirfs.
Yeah, his name is Fant.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But we've seen what Tristan Wirfs and Tampa means for right tackle.
Yes.
Right, we never think about the right tackle. We always talk about the left tackle. If you have really good on both edges, it just changes how you can run your offense.
I know.
I wouldn't be opposed to it with two first-round draft picks if I'm the Jets, but you know my stance on the Jets. I'm going defense. I need an impact player on defense for the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the other thing, there's a direct correlation, too. I mean, one of the things the Jets never really, really had the benefit of this year was a short field.
That's right.
I mean, and how do you get short fields? Quick turnover plays. I mean, game-changing emotional plays that just switch the tide of the game.
Strip and sacks.
Didn't get that.
Strip sacks, yeah. Interceptions. I mean, how many interceptions did the Jets have on the
year? I feel like it was like 8, and that might even be a lot. I don't even think it was 8.
The Jets.
I know Echols had one that I can actually see. Bryce Hall. I'm going to say like 7 or 8.
2, 4, 6, 7.
Yeah. I mean, I remember almost every one. There were so few of them.
7 interceptions on the year.
And God forbid, I'm not even talking about like making a pick and bringing it back to the house or a strip sack that Tiki referenced and picking it up and rumbling in 13 yards like you see all the other good teams do. I'm not even that greedy. But how about, a pick at midfield? How about a strip sack at the opponent's 42? So you get a couple of first downs and then you're in the red zone and then I'll take my chances.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't even happen.
No, you're right.
And that, I think, will happen more frequently next year.
You hope so.
I will. Don't start that again. You're an ass. He's such an ass. Don't. Ass.
Reality hurts.
He's an ass.
Reality hurts, BT. I'm just keeping it real,
dude,
man.
My reality is your reality, so I wouldn't be throwing my reality down my throat too much.
Your reality is better than my reality at this moment.
Oh, my reality's better?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a coach right now.
Interesting concession.
I have a GM that I kind of like.
Very big of you to
say that. As soon as he officially becomes the GM, but he's not our GM yet. But I know he is, but you know what I mean. We don't have a head coach yet. Don't know what my quarterback situation is yet.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what they're keeping our running back this season.
I understand.
Don't know who's healthy on the offensive line.
Yeah.
Your situation is a little bit better than my situation.
I'm not
going
to fight you on that. Listen.
It is what it is.
I mean, we're not going to settle how good the Jets are going to be on January 20 whatever.
11-6.
I know you did. But listen, I'm optimistic. I am. Zach is the man. I know Craig, you want to still trade for Deshaun, do you?
Yeah.
He does. Do you really want to trade? Come here. Can you have a sec? Pop on. Craig Kartner, he doesn't have a second, but he's going to hop on anyway because he's a good guy.
I'm so busy.
That's what he gets for coming in
By
studio.
The way, the other day I see Craig. I say, Craig, what are you leading with today? He's like, I don't know. We'll find something. I'm before
we
the show.
We always figure it out right at 2 o'clock.
So you were espousing with great frequency that you want the Jets to trade for Deshaun Watson, even not knowing what lays over his mind.
Well, I know what lays over his head. He's going to settle all 22 of the cases.
Okay.
There's going to be no criminal charges against him, because if there were, it would have happened already.
That's right. You can't. You got due process, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's happened. They've investigated. The NFL's basically said, we're good with it. I think he'll be suspended for 4 games, because they do have to suspend him because, listen, he's not...
Brought shame on the shield.
Any wrongdoing, right?
Yeah, he brought shame upon the shield.
So I think he's probably looking at a 4 to 6 game suspension.
Okay.
That's what
I thought.
And
he's playing.
So you'd give up the 2 first rounds this year?
No, I'd give up Zach Wilson and a first round pick. And I'd get the deal done. That's it.
Dang.
Peace out.
Carton's on this Watson horse. I mean,
he's a top 5, top 6, whatever number you want to put him at.
Yeah. No,
like he's a known entity.
No, last year he was pre-this chaos, he was top 5.
Yeah.
Not even... Question.
So he's 26 years old. He's in his prime. Boom.
Now he actually might not be top 5 anymore because of Burrow.
Yeah.
Herbert. Allen. Mahomes.
Allen was there before.
I'm just saying.
Whatever. Yeah. He's there. He's
a great player. Yeah. Nobody's there. Take Watson out of it.
Yeah.
Do you think Wilson's going to be good? Really good?
I mean, I don't know.
I live
with hope.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We all buy hope here.
That's my word.
If we knew the Jets wouldn't have drafted Sam Darnold, then they would have taken Josh Allen, but we don't always know.
Yeah.
And by the way, there's not a single Jet fan that 3 years ago, 4 years ago,
said take Josh
was
Allen.
Begging for Josh Allen. So let's keep that real.
I thought he was going to bust.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to bust.
Josh Allen.
Yeah, you did. You said that.
Yeah, who do you play against, right? Exactly, all that stuff. Yeah.
How many passes did he miss?
He's pretty good now, though.
He's good. All right, buddy. Carter Roberts coming up next. Thank you very much, Craig. So they got you two all day, all night into the drive home. No need to flip the dial. I mean, listen, I'm getting a little worried here. I'm starting to empty the tank on the Jets' optimism. It's not February yet. Not even February.
That's what you get for talking about it too much.
Listen, would you rather have Mr. Negativity, or would you rather have a guy who thinks, likes to think optimistically?
He's got to save it a little bit.
Now, when they do what they do, you know that I'm going to crush them, as I have for 9 years with you. But
why are you so pessimistic, man?
I'm saying I'm not predisposed to think negatively. When negative things happen, I'll react accordingly.
Just when you run out of optimism, you have no choice but to go negative.
Well, then, yeah, then I just get mean. That is true. That has happened over the years.
How about that Obi Toppin dunk?
How about Obi? Yeah, a little pump fake in the open court. That was a pretty sick dunk. I did like that. That was nice. That was quickly a little drop back pass in transition. And the Knicks, a game within 500 as they embark on a treacherous 3-game road trip tonight, starting against the improved Cavs. All right, Teak, have a great day, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow.
You too, bro.
All right, Dove. Nice to see you back off the vacation. Bahamas, where were you, Dove? Hoff, back from Disney. Everybody stick around. Carter Roberts coming up next with their boys, the crew. And have a great Monday. If you want to get us a tweet, by all means, we do read them, especially the mean ones, at Tiki and Tierney. Have a great Monday. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Carter Roberts next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.